بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم أتى الجمعة فاستمع وأنصت غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة وزيادة ثلاثة أيام، ومن مس الحصى فقد لغى. رواه مسلم. حديث of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned: whoever performs wudu ablution and he does it properly, correctly, perfectly, then he attends the Jumu'ah Salah. He goes for Jumu'ah Salah. And he listens attentively to the khutbah. The Imam goes in the minbar and is delivering the khutbah. He listens attentively and he is silent. And all his minor sins are forgiven between that day, that Jumu'ah, and the Jumu'ah that he is going to come the following week. So 7 days, وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ, and another 3 additional days. In other words, 10 days of his minor sins are all forgiven. This is from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is looking for avenues for us so that we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent just by doing certain actions. Our minor sins are forgiven. For major sins, a person has to make sincere tawbah, which we have discussed in the beginning of this kitab. Person has to show nadamah, the repentance. He must show remorsefulness. He must be ashamed of having committed the sin. He must abandon that sin immediately. And he must make a firm promise to Allah Ta'ala, he won't return to that sin. However, minor sins are forgiven by various a'mal, various deeds that a person does. And this is one particular deed that the person makes wudu properly. Of course, in many other ahadith, we have been exhorted and encouraged more to make ghusl on a Friday. But if a person, for whatever reason, he is unable to perform ghusl, then he makes wudu, but he makes the wudu properly, correctly. Some narrations have mentioned that a person then applies oil and itar, and he is clean and neat and fresh. ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمُعَةِ. Now he comes for Jumu'ah Salah, and he listens attentively to the khutbah, and he is silent. Then he will have his sins forgiven until the next Friday and another 3 additional days. Then Rasul mentioned, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. A person who plays with the pebbles has involved himself in a very futile act. Remember, in those days, they did not have carpets in the musalla. They had sand, they had stones, they had pebbles. So in other words, whilst the khutbah is on, the person is not attentive, he's not listening attentively to the khutbah, so he's busy playing around with the pebbles. Rasulullah has mentioned that such a person has involved himself in a futile act. Lagha. Lagha means love. Love, something wrong you have done, something futile, useless. So this hadith is teaching us the importance of listening to the Jumu'ah khutbah, even though we don't understand the meaning. Of course, we should try and attempt what is the basic words, what the Imam or the Khatib is saying. But we should be remaining silent and listening attentively to the khutbah. We should not be meddling around with our beards and our clothes or looking around. To such an extent, ulama and fuqaha have mentioned that you don't even make salam while the khutbah is on. And if somebody else is involved in some futile act or talking, you can't even silence him. So if somebody else is doing something, you don't even tell him to keep quiet. You are supposed to be paying attention yourself to the khutbah. So this is a simple action and deed through which Allah Ta'ala forgives a person's minor sins. And this is one road that a person can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through. وعنه رضي الله عن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا توضأ العبد المسلم أو المؤمن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned, when a person, a Muslim or a mu'min, makes wudu, فغسل وجهه, then he washes his face, خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظر إليها بعينيه مع الماء أو مع آخر قطر الماء. When he washes his face, then every sin that he committed through his eyes, it is washed away with that wudu when he is making. So as he washes his face, then with that water, as the water leaves his face, the sins that he committed with his eye, then those sins are washed away with that water. أو مع آخر قطر الماء, or with the last drop of water that comes off his face with that last drop of water, then the sins that he committed with his eye are all forgiven. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ Then when he washes his hands, خَرَجَ مِنْ يَدَيْهِ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ كَانَ بَطَشَتْهَا يَدَاهُ مَعَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَاءِ Then when he washes his hands, then all the sins he committed with his hands, whatever wrongs he held or wrong things he held with his hands, then his sins are all forgiven, or with the last drop of water that leaves his hands, then those sins of his hands are forgiven. فَإِذَا غَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ خَرَجَتْ كُلُّ خَطِيئَةٍ مَشَتْهَا رِجْلَاهُ مَعَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مَعَ آخِرِ قَطْرِ الْمَاءِ Then when he washes his legs, his feet, then all the sins of his feet, wherever his feet walked with whatever wrongs it has done, then all those sins are forgiven, or with the last drop of water as it leaves his foot. حَتَّى يَخْرُجَ نَقِيًّا مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ Until he emerges after wudu, he comes out cleansed and purified of sin. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. So this is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah. When we are making ablution, performing ablution, making wudu, then bear in mind that all our sins are being forgiven. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. These are simple deeds which you do every single day. Every person has to make wudu before performing salah, reading Quran, etc., or touching Quran Sharif. Forever, all those acts where a person requires wudu. So we're all performing wudu every single day. Now when we're making wudu, make istihdar, bring in front of us this simple reward that all my sins are being forgiven. And of course, these are all minor sins, but major sins, a person has to make sincere tawbah. A person may ask that so many minor sins, after the minor sins are forgiven, then what minor sins are going to be forgiven? Of course, we know our weaknesses today. The entire day we're committing so many sins. So we require more and more deeds to wash away minor sins. But even if after a person's minor sins are all forgiven, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these actions a person does, if he has no more minor sins, Allah ta'ala brings or raises his ranks in the akhirat. He gets raf'ud darajat. His ranks are going higher and higher because of these beautiful deeds that Rasulullah SAW has shown us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah, make amal, wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah. Subhanahu.